WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Los Angeles police saying that a driver intentionally rammed into a crowd outside a popular club in East Hollywood early this morning. 30 people injured, 20 hospitalized. ABC's Melissa Adan at the scene.
What we've learned about that driver was that essentially he, when he crashed in, the group of people, bystanders, took him out of that car, started attacking him, and then that driver suffered a gunshot wound. So someone took out a gun on him.
The driver facing a charge of assault with a deadly weapon. Meanwhile, authorities are looking for the shooter. Flooding or dangerous heat along with severe storms targeting the Midwest and Northeast into the evening today. President Trump suing the Wall Street Journal for defamation, filing a $10 billion lawsuit over a letter the paper says Trump allegedly sent to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday. The Justice Department is also asking a federal judge to release grand jury transcripts in Epstein's case. This is ABC News. A man died of his injuries in New York after an accident involving a common medical device.
Police on Long Island were called to an MRI facility Wednesday and a report that someone had entered an MRI room while the scan was in progress. Authorities say that man was wearing a large metallic chain, which drew him into a machine. He was rushed to a hospital in critical condition, but died of his injuries one day later. MRI machines use a strong magnetic field to produce their images. Patients are advised to remove any metal objects before getting scanned. That facility declined comment to ABC News. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
Families who lost children in the May 2022 Robb Elementary School shooting in Uvalde, Texas, are taking a video game company to court in a new wrongful death lawsuit. The families claim Activision, which makes Call of Duty, and Meta, which owns Instagram, bear responsibility for promoting products used by the gunman in the 2022 shooting. A judge in L.A. is to decide whether the lawsuit can move forward. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Experience northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Turn it up to 11. This is Atwood Fest. Saturday and Sunday, July 26th and 27th. Music starts at noon each day. Three stages, 30 bands, and plenty of craft and food vendors. Saturday night on the big stage is Fed Function into VO5. And Sunday opens with Steely Dane and closes with the Brothers Almanac, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. For more information and live music schedule, go to atwoodfest.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Just hit the nightclub and check out Hell of a Show. You need some. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Another crazy week of politics have ended, and we can now plug you into local music that you can hear right here in Madison on WMDX 92.7 FM on Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts here with you tonight, and we kicked off a two-in-a-row block, a double dip of goodness from Fad Function. You can see them live at Atwood Fest next weekend, and they'll be live at 5:15 on Saturday, July 26th. And as always, you can get all the updates of what's going on in Madison by visiting your favorite social media rumor mill and typing in Max Inc. Radio. Let's keep the Atwood Fest artists flowing with some Steely Dane, who's doing a nooner on Sunday, the 27th. This is Hey 19 on Max Inc. Radio.
7. I was a dandy gamma chi. Sweet thing from Boston, so young and weary. She don't remember the queen of soul. The hard times are founding the soul survivors. She thinks I'm crazy, but I'm just growing up.
That come right here. I forgot.
I know Cardi rum.
No. Ladies, help me out.
The Quavo gold, the Franco Gambia makes tonight a wonderful thing.
Steely Dan on Max Inc. Radio. I thought to myself, Rob, what should we do tonight on Max Inc. Radio? Local music is a must, check and check, but why not just pack it as full as we can with Atwood festivities? So we're going to do that. Next is Rare Element, who's kicking off Atwood Fest on Saturday, July 26th at noon. It's a double dip nooner with Joey B. Banks on the drums on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. So much local music goodness is happening on Max Inc. Radio tonight, and we have ourselves a focus, and that focus is Atwood Fest because it's next weekend right here in Madison. And if I stand on my tippy toes and just look out the window, I can see the east side and the grandeur that is Atwood Avenue. You can get a full list of all the lineup by visiting atwoodfest.com, or heck, just call me in the studio. After all, I need something to do tonight. Say hi, and then you can start probing me with all kinds of questions. Speaking of probing, rocker lined up this year Wonder Funk to drive down in their big old van from Minneapolis to perform this year. This is Afro Funk from Wonder Funk. See them 2 p.m. on Sunday. And this is Taking Us to Break on Max Inc. Radio. That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m., it's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This rip off junk, and it smells like skunk in here. Or maybe this is just the funk in here. Here we go. Done.
just started jumping next to oxygen. Go. You know, when to hold on or go with the flow. Check your body and check your temperature out now. Should be getting real hot or warm, don't matter.
You
We played a few commercials, and that gave me a chance to wander around a bit and see all the goings-on State Street. Well, just for a minute or two. We brought you back from break with a secret double dip of Wonderfunk. Shh, don't tell Rocker. We ended the break with Afrofunk and then came back with Captain Wonderfunk. Oh, that was amazing. And then we went into some Kelsey Miles. This year, Kelsey's bringing her whole band to Atwood Fest. Two amazing bands, 2 days of Atwood Fest weekend, and it's all next weekend. That's our focus this week on Max Inc. Radio, so let's slide into some Lower Fifth. And it's on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oxygen, leave it all behind. If you want the answers, better ask the questions right. No amount of pain can show another way to be. The roads have all been walked. Really can't believe the life you lost. Building up your own walls, only find a way to fall on the other side. Don't you know you're playing with your life? Shine another light.
Lower Fifth will be live at 1:45 on Sunday at Atwood Fest. You're listening to all the things you can see live next weekend and is happening this weekend on Max Inc. Radio. Bing Bong is next. Not on stage this year at Atwood Fest. However, if you look to your right, maybe to your left when you're seeing VO5 on stage, you'll see Bing Bong in the crowd. You're supporting local music right here on WMDX on Max Inc. Radio.
Australia, let me tell you, I'm the body of the truth. I'm a goddess in pigtails, let me tell you, man, I'm the one you want to get when you want to get the good stuff. She's a goddess.
Good stuff.
She deserves.
Good
to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Thank you.
and started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. Nothing really matters. Then it's so.
We got to play some sponsor things. And then just like that, we'll be back to the music from Amazing Paige. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Break is next right after we hear from Paige. Stay right there. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I couldn't get up in the morning. I couldn't admit that I was crying. Couldn't call for help. Couldn't be myself when you were around. Couldn't understand why you weren't such a man when I was down. To think you loved me. To think you wanted to be. You couldn't see. To think you wanted to.
Found Wisconsin's local music.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A driver plowing into a crowd outside a Los Angeles nightclub early this morning. LAPD sources telling ABC News the driver, who injured at least 30 people, will be arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. The crowd including club goers, valet attendants, and food vendors from a nearby taco stand. Captain Adam Vangerpan with the Los Angeles Fire Department.
The valet podium was taken out, the taco truck was taken out, and then a large number of people were impacted by the vehicle.
Police say bystanders in the crowd dragged the driver out of the car and then someone shot the suspect. Police are looking for that shooter. President Trump going after the Wall Street Journal, suing the paper for $10 billion after its report alleging Trump wrote a letter to Jeffrey Epstein for Epstein's 50th birthday in 2003. The tech company Astronomer says its CEOs resigned after that viral kiss cam moment with a person alleged to be the company's HR head at a Coldplay concert. This is ABC News. Detect